Yeah, it's still ringing though. Hello.
Oh, well, it's was must be a delay. How much of a delay is there?
Nothing now.
Okay, good. Can you hear me good?
Yes.
All right, awesome. Awesome. I get to see your little Skype picture. That's what I'm looking at.
It looks so much better than me on the photo.
Your little blue twinkly eyes. It's cute.
Oh my gosh, I think I even have twinkly glitter in my hair in that photo.
You do actually, right
Yeah,
there on,
that's
right
right.
there.
Yeah, you know who made that 1 year or sold it? Free People.
Oh,
Free People.
Free People, of course.
Yeah, of course,
Of
Free
course,
People.
Free People.
I get the glitter in my hair from Free People.
Oh Lord.
Yeah,
Well,
it's been
that's good.
quite the
So even
week.
I know. It has for
You've
me.
been busy. You've had a lot of clients to work with, so.
Oh my gosh, it's been a whirlwind week.
Yeah.
Like really just it happened so fast and it came on so fast. I didn't know what happened and just let it go. And I just rode the wave of it. And you know what happened today? It was really like a culmination of my whole week. 'Cause this week has been, about figuring out the heck is going on in my life, where I'm going and how I'm going to put it all together. So I'm driving home from that interview, like the 45th interview for a part-time job.
Right.
And
It
right.
takes 40, it takes
Yeah.
45 interviews nowadays for a part-time job at minimum
Part-time
wage.
job at an
Yeah.
organic market.
Yes.
Yeah.
45 interviews because that's just 45 is, one more than 44.
Yeah,
And
because nobody can make decisions at all. Everyone's so wonky. There's not a decision to be had anywhere. So I'm driving home and I say to myself, okay, so that's set. I've got that position. That's great. And that will help me in my healing practice. And then I heard my voice say, well, how's that going to help you? And I was like, well, the way it's going to help me is that the money that I make from that will pay for the facility for me to have a healing room in one of these wellness centers in Asheville, because there's so many of them popping up everywhere. Really awesome new wellness centers or yoga centers or massage places, and they have spaces in these old Victorian houses in this historic part of town. And they allow healers to come in and or therapists. This is a little out of the box what I'm doing. So, to go in and say, I don't have what you think I have, but here's what I have to offer. But you can rent the room, and it'll pay for that. It'll pay for that room. What I'm doing will pay for that room and more. So that's like the facility is taken care of. Money-wise, then, just by
So
hanging out in this organic market on the
I
weekends.
And I love that environment for you too. But what do you think that voice was that asked you, well, how's it
You
going
know
to
what it
help you?
you and it was you know what it was? It was my mother.
Oh,
It
isn't that
was my
amazing? Isn't that amazing?
mother's voice. I could hear
What
it, and it was just
amazing.
like the future phone call,
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that
yeah.
I will have about it. And so, 'cause I had a little taste of that this morning,
Okay.
it's, and so it was just her voice. And so it's kind of neat that we get to like have this, prelude to the difficult phone calls that will come later.
Yeah.
And then I already got my answer now,
Yeah.
so I don't have to, discuss it any longer, 'cause they just want your best and, the best for you, but in their little, contrived way of thinking. And so it's just so much better to, just let it rip. But anyway, listen, I'm driving home, right? And I said, okay, so I got this. This is real. This just happened. I just secured this place.
Yeah.
So I'm driving down the road and I go, okay, so I'm going to be driving into this town now, 45 minutes a day, one way. That's awesome. I'm actually bringing my energy to this town and the energy is going to be with me. This is awesome. So my main, client base so far has been healers. You know, people that do this modality of all kinds. So I just said to myself, I'll be healing the healers, helping them heal themselves, and then teach them to heal others. So the ripple effect is, you know, hitting so many more people with this way of aligning the bodies so that we can ground ourselves and, you know, be a part of this electrical storm, you know, so we're grounded away from these storms that are coming and that are here now. Yeah. And right then this truck pulled out in front of me so hard. I was like slammed on my brakes, and right on the license plate, it says 777. And I go, well, okay. And I look down and my mileage says 777. And I was like, okay. So I pulled over right then to get gas, and I just took out my phone and looked up angel number 777. And it said, you are divinely guided and the universe is happy with your choice.
That's awesome. You know, I think that I've been, actually, it's so obviously synchronistic that you're bringing up that's triple digits, because I wrote about that and then I had to actually delete the post because it wasn't for everyone to read, because of the potential to take it in a negative way. But I had been all week in deep trance contemplation work on those digits. And what it came out to me was that, because I thought, okay, there's the two visions of it. A lot of people believe that these appear when they're in their flow and grace. And I asked the question, well, why do they appear?
Yes.
Why do they appear? And where, who's sending them?
Right.
Am I sending it? Is Source, is like some, you know, pure potential sending it? And because I have been working on what it means to be in flow, you know, within the matrix.
Yes.
And everything is code. I realize that this particular code appears when we spark in our highest potential. And the downside of it is that it is not just a validation of a sparking, it's a siphoning. So I sat there in my contemplation and I said, okay, well, now that I've just made this conscious connection, it makes sense for me, but it might not make sense for anybody else. But for me, it did. I said, I'm just going to, with my awareness, the next time it happens, I'm going to say all this energy that I'm sparking with, I'm sending to all my existences in all timelines and all dimensions.
Yes.
And I wrote on Facebook that little news flash, and then I got up and I went to go serve coffee, and there it was, 222.
Oh.
And I said, oh, perfect. I'm taking this
energy,
the sparking energy, because I'm in my pure potential, and I'm going to spread it to all of my existences in all timelines, all dimensions. And I got this rush of heat, and I've been having like this internal heat, very much like when I do the yogic breath work, and a lot of just feeling energized. And yeah, so I think,
because you were in harmonic alignment.
Right. I just,
you know, when the body's in harmonic alignment, and then the spark and the siphon, that's what the holographic fields are waiting on.
Right.
Is that spark. And I had just written underneath all this, code appears in the holographic fields.
Yes.
So that's what I had surmised by that message from the truck running out in front of me. You know, not that I was going to die, but there's something was going to happen. And that's what I thought, this holographic field, because, you know, you reach different ones when you start living the truth or acting out the truth. You know, when the spark happens, you actually have stepped into the energy. It's not a, you know, it's a movement. And it felt more like that.
Yeah, and it does, and it's I think it is a sign, but I also think that in a space of unawareness, it can be a parasitic relationship to the artificial intelligence hologram that we created. We created it. It doesn't just appear. It's sort of the expression, the AI expression of the container of life that we are part of, but we are not of. And I don't know exactly why it came to my mind to look at this, but it could be related to the fact that it's been happening so much. And I've been studying humanity for a really long time. And what I had seen is this repeating pattern where our words change and our technology changes, but our consciousness hasn't really changed. Now, you can go back and read books written in 1864, and they're saying the same beautiful things about joy, peace, freedom, liberty, happiness, as we are today, in their own words, with their own technology as analogies. And yet, I don't recall one being of 1864 in literature that I've read around that time talking about triple digits. 1111,
No.
right? So I just kind of glommed onto that. It's like, okay, wait, this is a point where nobody was having this conversation or wrote about it. So this is something, and what does this mean? And especially since I've seen it all over social media, people saying, and even myself, and running into 11, 11, 1111, 555. So I started realizing that in some way, the beings that are very conscious and awake become an artificial energy system for AI. Like we become like a battery system. And I don't mean to say this in a negative way, but we are also running the what is the artificial? Like at social media with emoticons, trying to understand what do people mean when they put smiley faces or unhappy faces, or it's just trying to understand itself through emotions and what would be in my best interest. So asking that question, what's in my best interest to achieve the highest vibration possible, is for me to always be present in what is pure potential and what and everything else. I don't have to like give it a duality container. What is pure potential and what is everything else?
Yes, and not looking outside for the answer of what that 777 is. You
Yeah.
know,
Part of my
you,
journey
you
to
know.
look outside for the answer of it was to find out that it's not to look outside for the answer of what it
Yeah. Just a nice
is.
little bypass there
Yeah.
of it, because you can either look at it as a siphon or you can look at it as a marker for your development.
Exactly. But to do it in a way, when you look at something as a marker for your development, there's a conscious, what do you call that? Inspired action versus being in an unawareness about it.
Yeah, because then it's just an innocent movement to seek the answer for yourself. And
Yeah.
that's just pure innocence.
Or fear. Oh, I keep seeing 9/11, 9/11, or fear. But these are portal openings, I think, in a sense, like portal is just a movement of energy, a movement of code.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I keep thinking of the 420 portal. It is
Wait.
one. It is seriously
No, it
one. And
seriously is one, yeah.
yeah, and I see the number all the time. And it really happens at, unusual times when you see it, 420. It's like, oh, there it is. Oh, there it is again. And it just makes you so happy to see the number. It's a happy portal.
Oh, and that has a different effect on me. The 420 portal for me is not a happy portal. And I have to laugh at that because, you know, like what are my happy portals? The funny thing about it is, do we ever see 71042?
No.
Do we ever see 11888 1465 92?
No, those are overrides.
No.
We have to override.
No. That's pure creation. That's like,
that's the pure creation number.
Well, if you think about it, why is it 777? Why isn't it 70142 or 8256? 33. Like,
it makes
why?
It easier. It makes it easier to put it in a slot machine. That's it's, why. It's,
wait. I know our conversation's gonna be this. It's like, instead of, oh my god, I saw 777 three times today, it's gonna be like, I saw 44, 68, 712, 92, 45 three times today. Now we've really expanded our consciousness.
Yeah, now try to figure out where that number came from. Because that's as ridiculous as, you know, as where this number comes from.
But does that bring you joy? I mean, we have to look at the experience of 777555. When we see it, we get amused. It brings a lightness of being, and that's always a good thing. And but, you know, numbers mean different things to different people. Some people get excited about their birth date, that, you know, if they saw it on a receipt or, you know, so I think that ultimately it doesn't matter what the number is. It's how are you perceiving the world around you, the external, how are you witnessing the world around you? You know, are you, like you said, looking at it as a siphoning of energy or not? So the minute you wake up to something not right in your alignment and you consciously make an adjustment, as I did in my discovery that I don't need to discover it.
Yep.
That makes sense. You know,
it does. Yeah. It does. Because you have to learn. I mean, that's how I've, like, undiscovered so many things, is to sit and pound your head with it until, you know, you've racked your brain of all possibilities because you still are in hopes that there is some possible reality you're not looking at. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden you realize that none of it really matters. In the scheme of your spirit's upliftment, none of this stuff matters.
Right, it's a very personal journey of what, and this is where the healer, or you know, helping the healers who are helping people heal, the healer of the healers, or doing any kind of work like this is expansion, because what it does is it gives the person, the individual, clarity as to, regardless of what's going on with everybody else and what they're saying, I can sit with myself and say, what is giving me that feeling of my highest potential, my highest vibration? And for me, everything whittles down to peace, not stillness, not peace as stillness or peace as calm, like peace as infinite pure potential, infinite energy. And for me, I can just start to look at every thing that I encounter or every spark of creation that comes from me or comes at me, what is in alignment with my highest vibration experience in life. And
yes, and I take that even in the modality that I'm doing, the understanding now for me is that not only are we accepting our path and our truth based on our highest aspect, but we're now, you know, realizing that, you know, you have these, you know, seven essences, seven existing bodies, you know, and these seven bodies, they're part of your auric field. Well, they're each individually, you know, assigned to a certain part of the body. And this is, you know, your mental, emotional, physical, etheric bodies. And, each one of these bodies you can consider like your council. And when you get something that, or something happens to one of the bodies, say the mental body gets racked with something, well, that affects every one of these bodies. So this council of yours sitting at this boardroom table, that's the way I love to look at it, is every decision now I bring to this boardroom table. And you know who's at the board is your seven bodies. And it's your seven highest. I've been writing about this for like the last year now, is about now is time that we have to gather in the most benevolent, the most kind, the most compassionate of our beings. And these are, you know, all the lives that we've led. Now the veil is so thin we can touch all of them. You know, we can embody them. We can be these highest aspects or highest rays of our being. You know, there's been times when you've embodied, Kelly, just this one, you know, aspect for a while and then this other aspect for a while. I mean, I know you could morph into a tree tomorrow if you wanted to, you know, and so, or an ascended master, you know, or, you know, I could, you know, fly into being a dragon being tomorrow. But these seven beings have to come and make these decisions with me. And it just brings about such a cohesion that the body actually then works in harmony. And then you don't have to work so hard to heal yourself. Because if the body is electrically aligned, you don't have to work so hard to be perfect all the time, or to have the right thoughts, or to do the right things. Because it just naturally happens in harmony. Mm-hmm. But we can't find harmony in these damn archon extremes right now. It's so volatile. And that's why any of these people that I've been seeing who are kind of disconnected in their energy centers, and, you know, maybe a couple of their beings have just flown off and said, I'm just done with life. Well, those people are having to make decisions, especially on the table with me, to bring all the bodies back together as one cohesive unit. And once that happens, they have a whole new way of seeing, you know, their life and their decisions. And it's so powerful, you know, to understand that you are the cumulative sum of so many lives, you know.
Yeah, and I think about that from the perspective, and I had come to understand when I work with clients that not everybody has the capability today, and it's a process of expanding for them, that they don't know, you know, my question is, who or what is witnessing those seven bodies witnessing mm-hmm. you? And mm-hmm. I know your answer, because I know you well, that, you know, your highest spirit is already there watching this whole thing unfold, so you're able to step out of your way and see it from a very macro point of view, and then zoom into any micro, minuscule, like, cell, if you wanted to, of the body. And I found out in working with clients that they don't necessarily haven't learned the tools to do it, or there are certain things that require shifting, I think, in the energy field to get there, to be able to step out and actually visually see yourself outside of yourself and begin to witness.
And aren't there ways on the when you work with your program, your SRC program, when you work with that, there's ways to just harmonize the bodies and bring the seven bodies together, the mm-hmm. auric field. Mm-hmm. Is there a whole auric field thing there?
Yeah, so the aura scanner, the emotion panel, goes through the emotional bodies. There's releasing things with superchargers or field generators. Oh, and the elemental scanner.
So if you – this is the process, you know, that I go through with my clients, is the realignment of their auric field and then the debris removal of the chakra centers. And that is what is only required to bring the electrical body back into its own circuit, you know, where it's not taking on energy from outside sources. Mm-hmm. And it has its own, you know, electrical panel. So that's interesting that you could do almost the same thing using the SRC just to harmonize the body, because that's where the body does all its work inside this auric field. It has the whole array of pure potential is in this auric field, in the center of this auric field, because you have divine cellular matter. And if we put it in a container that's of purity and light, that's harmonized, then the body does all its own healing, and you don't have to go through the healing processes like we used to have to go to. You don't have to sit and do the inner child for weeks on end. You don't have to sit and sob for 32 hours. You know, for God's
sake. I don't know. Maybe 33, but never 32.
I don't know. There's a prescription, right? You're supposed to cry for 32 hours, and then you might be able to go to step two. But that'll cost you $585.
And the desert for 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah. And then you come back to me, and then we'll see if you're worthy, you know, of step three.
And then you have to put your blood over the internet. Wait, what did I read recently? Oh, my goodness. I really feel...
We digress.
No, I really feel that it's interesting about the aura, because the aura kind of, you know, we can look at it as a new agey term, but what we're talking about is all of the different types of bodies that make up our visibility to each other. You know, why we are able to be compressed and into a denser matter, and why when you expand that you are you exist in other dimensions of density. And I'm really excited about what I see when people begin to just simply clear their aura.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So a lady this week said when she first got on the call with me that she really didn't want to live, and that there were, you know, suicide codes in her head is what she said. And so on the table, clearing her auric field and bringing all the light back through the body, which channels had been stopped for so long. She came off that table in an hour, and she said, she sat right up, and I said, how do you feel? She goes, like, I don't want to die now. I was like, okay. She goes, God, there's like life in me. I haven't felt it.
Yeah, you because know. That's if you look at the pictures, and I, you know, if you Google, you can see how all the different, there's so many different types of hooks that come into our etheric fields, depending on which one, how far, and how deeply. And
it's not even just etheric. You know, I have the understanding of the cellular body. So if you are, remember epigenetics, if you are carrying your mother's 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 trauma as a marker on your DNA, that marker ends up affecting the next layer of your aura, the next layer of your aura, the next layer of your aura. And so it starts affecting your mental body, your emotional body, your physical body. And then all of a sudden your etheric body's got a hold of it, the outer layer, and it's like, what do? We just check out.
Yeah, when I do work on somebody, regardless whether they've got a cyst on their pancreas or cancer, I go into the timeline and I clear stress and trauma from their timeline, from timelines. Because
yes, that's so important.
And I layer it, so I'm layering it backwards. So I'm layering, and then I ask them, what are the major illnesses you've illnesses, accidents, and traumas that you've had in your life? And I clear them backwards and get to present day with their current illness manifest, and, you know, acceleration. It's part mind game, but the mind has to be involved 100%.
As a responsible choice.
Yes.
As the responsible party.
Yeah, it's your dancing partner, and there's no reason to put the mind away or say the mind is bad. It should all be heart-based healing, because the mind migrated from the heart anyway, because they brain cell types exist in other parts of the body, including the heart. So my idea is that the mind has to be fully involved and making
you
this
conscious. You have to
conscious.
Be conscious. Yeah. You have to be conscious. And the mind has to be involved to be conscious.
Right. Not subconscious choices, because that's the reason that, you know, most of the hooks get into us is through that subconscious.
That's
some conspiracy
about
mind control. You know, subconscious.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as conscious as you can be at any given moment, regarding how much debris you might still hold in your field.
And this clearing goes deeper than the body, because
I'm sure you go to,
we've talked about it.
I use all the layers. Yeah.
Yeah, and the house, and the water, and the food, and the medications, you know.
Yep.
It all has to be clear.
All of it. Yeah, it needs to. I tried to explain this to a lady yesterday that all your spirit really wants is upliftment. And if we just look at it as energy, then just bring a higher energy to everything else you do. Either a higher thought or a higher action or a higher vibration. And so I just tell them, you know, just eat higher vibration, drink higher vibration, and listen to higher vibration.
Yes.
Be in higher vibration.
And people will say, well, what is higher vibration? And I'm thinking, okay, well, let's see. I'm going to look at eating an animal with a nervous system and a heart versus a bunch of
live
pineapple
food.
Or live food, yeah, and sprouts. And I'm going to look at this, and I'm going to sit with the, you know, raw meat. I'm going to sit with the live food. I mean, I think it would be very difficult for somebody to say the raw meat is higher vibration. I
right.
don't know that person that exists on the planet, but maybe they do.
Yeah, and it does not even goes to meat and vegetarian. It goes to, was this item prepared with loving hands? And was this item given, you know, its honor? You know, was it picked with kindness and then brought to the table? Or was it manufactured through gross, ugly machines kept in dark, ugly places? Yeah, I mean, you don't know what's attached as a vibration, and everything is energy.
The more
I don't see anything but energy.
The more you get open to it and you begin to make simple daily choices without shaming, without guilting and judging, simple daily choices and changing, what'll happen, the clients begin to open, and they begin to sense more energy. There is a little bit of a trap in that, right? Because then they can get too sensitive to the point where it begins to, you know, through this process of opening, one feels like they are falling apart. And so then the choices need to rapidly become more in alignment. Usually that falling apart happens when there's still kind of a struggle going on in the choices.
Yeah, and the kindest and most compassionate choices, most benevolent choices for everyone involved, equal grounded choices. This is all the body's seeking, is neutral. Because right now we don't need to ride in the triggers and the emotional highs and lows. We need neutral. And the body needs neutral. It needs a lot of light to weather the storms. And the only way we can continue to bring light is if the seven bodies are in a really strong alignment. It creates, you know, I don't seek protection or even talk about protection. You know that of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never needed protection, but it would, if someone feels they need protection, then you look to yourself as your own protection, because this is your own auric field, and it is the most powerful thing. You can grow the light within you, so powerful and so strong, and that's what I've learned in the last 7-8 months, is how to be really strong in my light, but allow my auric field to just not be triggered by anything around it, because you then have incorporated the outer layer of your auric field, which I consider your higher self, the highest vibration of you. And that highest vibration then it becomes part of your observation when you're in alignment like that. You see
thing is,
that way.
Yeah, and the thing is that at some point, I think we will become impervious. But today, we still are part of a, I'm going to use the word, you know, a system or a matrix of connectivity, which, you know, we are penetrable. And that happens, you know, we get sick with a flu or a virus, our eyes, you know, infected, we might fall. I had the issue going on where I had a little little critter, a little elemental, naughty, tricky elemental critter living in the attic, causing a lot of naughty disruptions.
Is this the one from the other house or this house?
This house.
Okay.
And it's, you know, came about because it decided to move its position, because I've been doing, since I moved into this house, a lot of clearing. The person that lived here before, I found out later, was a Wiccan.
Oh, that just makes so much sense.
Yeah, so this thing didn't appreciate a lot of the clearing that I was doing, and decided to really make itself known. And, you know, I was in a store getting a crystal and walked by the owner of the store, and she says, "I'm being called to give this to you." And she handed me a book called Russian Magic, Living Folk Traditions of an Enchanted Landscape. And it's a fabulous book. And I sat there and I said, okay, I'm going to open this to the page, exactly the page of what I'm supposed to see. What is the message? And I opened it up, and it was about the tricky little thing that lives in the attic.
Oh, God.
And so I thought, okay, this is really fascinating. It wants attention, and it's very physically abusive. It's hurt the dog. It's hurt me. It's hurt my daughter. You know, it flings things around in the house. And so when we talk about protection, you know, there are things that happen, and we're not impervious. You know, we can have an elemental naughty in the attic. We can get a virus when, you know, it's going around at work. But the more that we develop our, and it's not even the physical immune system, but it's what you're talking about, the more we develop the volume of light in our body and integrate all the bodies together, I think is the more we walk in, you know, that higher vibration, the less you get physically sick, the more you have miraculous and instantaneous healings. And when something does happen, it's very quick. It's like, this too shall pass, and it's done.
Yes. Because you're seeing it from a higher aspect, because you've actually incorporated your higher self's view.
Right.
And then, you know, it's really important to know that once you're in this auric field that's so awesome and harmonic, that let's not do what we used to do, is shoot off to some other land. You know? What the hell? Dovey, we used to shoot ourselves to everywhere.
Yeah, we
did.
We used to go a lot of places.
We used to travel. We were travelers, and it was a lot of fun to go in the galactics and hang out in the different planets and check them out and see what, you know, is going on in these places. And, you know, some places were not so much fun. And so I think what's happening now is this auric field, this electric body, it's got to become light. This is what ascension is. Well, the only way we can do it is the thing I avoided for years. I didn't want to be here on the earth.
Yeah, a lot of highly sensitive people didn't, you know, have never wanted to be on the earth. And I've always, you know, had issues being in my body, as you know, me being the navigator. And, you know, thank God for yoga for me, because I set about to say, I am now going to be in my body, because the time has come for me to integrate all my bodies here now, electrically, etherically, flower.
Flower. All those bodies. Those crystal bodies. Yeah.
crystal,
Yeah.
yeah, fire, our dragon element.
Oh yeah, talk about those dragons. We've had some dragons lately.
Yeah, so taking the body on this journey now and
Ground it.
ground it, yeah.
That's the point. Light it up by grounding it, because otherwise we burn it out. It's just like a light bulb. You can't fly around without coming back to the source, a source of energy, and that earth is our source of energy to ground the, positive negative that's flying around in our bodies and in our auric fields.
And all this digital technology has pushed our optic nerves in a very weird way. So, and it's just about being conscious
Like
and aware.
what? Like
Well,
what?
like pushing, I noticed that it's pushed our vision to
Oh.
like a microscope versus pushing it
Yes.
back, like push it
Oh,
back in
yeah.
your head. And be able to see, some people call it 360 or, multidimensional. So
See the
I had,
forest through the trees. Yeah.
yeah, so I had an opportunity to sit in contemplation. It's another thing about discovering to undiscover. Well, I was like, well, I know something's wrong with me because I'm.
Something's
I
wrong
know, I
with
love it. I
me.
always start with this. I know something's wrong with me. I'm out of alignment. I know I'm
Yeah.
out of alignment. It's not
Yeah.
right or wrong, but that's
Yeah.
my words.
I know. I'm just
Yeah.
giggling at you. Go
So
ahead.
I gotta sit down and see what's going on. And I'm like, yeah, I notice when I'm trying to read digital, I am getting this feeling like my body is not in equilibrium. And so I sat with book and I said, wow, I'm having trouble reading books now. So, and I work a lot on the computer, as you know, for my job and everything else. So I decided to start training myself. Every day I started to read analog. Take the book, get away from all electronics.
Yes, that's so
And
good.
as I started reading analog, and of course being in analog world, going on my walks, and I tuned into what was going on in the physical body, and what I found was that my vision inside my head, the pineal gland, my vision was pressed against my forehead and close to my eyes. I felt this when I was at the digital looking, and then when I was in analog mode, I felt like everything was very centered deep into my mind, deep into the pineal gland, and I could just see all around, my senses activated. And so, just allowing myself to compare it back and forth, I realize that my body, for all this integration work, prefers the analog world.
Yeah, it's natural. It's more natural
And
to the
so, yeah.
body and to all the bodies. Yeah, that makes so much more sense.
So
And I think,
now, yeah.
the digital thing is the precursor to transhumanism, and we've got to find neutral for all the technologies where they don't become too positive or too negative, that they become just perfectly right and aligned.
Yeah, there's a lot of great things about the digital world. There's Netflix.
Oh my God.
There's no, I'm just.
There's, our friends at as at Facebook Central,
There's being
our
able to source beads from all over the world for healing malas.
Yes,
There's
absolutely. Oh, I
SRC.
Yeah, and people can find our little cute websites and book online really quick to be with us and do stuff with us. There are miraculous things, but I'm still fascinated by the cute little dogs in China. That some little girl. You've seen those, right? That little girl in China that has the little white terriers that takes little close-up pictures of them with the little snail running across their nose.
Oh my
That
gosh,
makes
no, I
me
haven't
so
seen that, but I
happy.
have seen the ones that look like little cotton puff balls and they're about the size of a coffee mug, American coffee mug. And
a dog?
And they're trimmed, and you see like the little scissors come and it trims very just tiny little hairs, and they just to make it the most puffy little round head.
Do they look like little bears?
Oh yeah, like hamsters.
Oh.
And
Oh.
then there's the person on Instagram. I was talking to my daughter about this. They take goo and they sprinkle things into the gel goo, and then the little fingers come and start to press it all together, and it folds it and presses it. That is just so, I don't know, there's just something about that.
I just went, ew, no, I haven't. But you didn't describe it. You didn't describe it really great, so I just went, ew.
They sprinkle glitter or candies into it, and then they're like.
Into what?
Into, like,
the dog? What are you talking about?
No, the person on Instagram that has, like, a, it's like.
Oh, yes,
a,
I have seen that. It's called, like, Satisfaction.
Yes.
And they slice they slice, you know, paint, you know, that's dried up, or, you know, they swirl colors together. I just love it. Yeah.
You know what we're doing? We're in a biofeedback process. We're helping the source matrix understand itself, because
yes.
It's putting in front of us all these digital things and having
satisfaction in front of us.
And we're having an emotion about it, and it's and we're giving that back. And you know, sometimes I'm saying to the matrix, you know, I'm okay with you taking some energy. But other times, like, you know, satisfaction, watching the goo, watching the doggies.
Yeah, it's
got to
be a give and take, right? It's an energy exchange.
Other times, I'm looking at it going, well, you know, wait a minute. I set up these synchronicities for my own well-being. And when I say my own well-being, I mean, like, from a collective standpoint of everything that would be connected mm-hmm. within the resonant field of what I'm experiencing, what you're experiencing mm-hmm. in reality, and for all life to be uplifted, not to go into some artificial intelligence chamber of life,
but
for all life. So that's my point of being conscious and aware. When the straw comes down from the heavens, what's sipping on the other end? That's what I want to know. What is sipping on the other end?
Oh my God, little consciousness bubbles.
Today, my flavor is instant espresso.
I am looking for some vanilla today. Not really, my stomach's upset. I think I need to go for just vanilla.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
That is our week in review. My God.
And that only touched on, like, what, half a day for each of us?
Yeah.
You know, really, there's so much going on that it's quite interesting to watch the humanity's collective change so drastically, you know. And if we even for a minute think that humanity's change isn't affecting us, you know, we're crazy.
Yeah, we're, you know, part of the change. And I feel
actually,
like
we are the change.
We are the change. Yeah.
And I wrote that this morning, you know, every morning I get up and write something. And I wrote this morning, I said, you know, the only way the earth can ascend is if we heal ourselves individually by ourselves with our own responsible efforts. And then each person healing themselves then becomes the energy and ripple of the new light that takes over the new earth. You know, it's just important for us not to, you know, do the spiritual bypass and hope that somebody else will heal you.
That is truly important. And when somebody comes my way wanting to employ me as a facilitator of healing or wellness, and they lay down their body to me, and it is not a surrender that is communion with their own being, but they're trying to surrender to me to do it. It is just not the right action. It's not the right action.
Right. No. It has to be a personal affirmation, and it has to become a personal affirmation into the universal fields of your choice. Because if the universal fields don't hear of your choice to heal yourself or to choose a facilitator to help you to heal yourself, then there are still those bodies left in other dimensions that are choosing not to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you have to bring them all into the auric field and deal with them there. So the light is reaches all the beings and all the bodies so there can be complete agreement. You know?
And I think it's interesting about like how much of that to relate to the client because...
Well, what I do, I don't really relate too much of the responsibility. Mm-hmm. What I do is when they've gotten into a nice state of relaxation, I have them repeat after me 3 or 4 affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so that they can speak to the cellular body because, you know, the fifth seal has to be the one to, you know, command the cellular body at times. You know, the voice actually has to take over and command the cellular body. So I have them say, are you responsible? Are you ready to heal yourself? Yes, I'm ready to heal myself. Are you responsible for your complete healing? Yes, I'm responsible for my complete healing. Are you ready to take complete responsibility for your healing today? Yes, I am. And then they have to say it, though. You know,
it has to
are
be
you
said
ready?
Out loud.
Has to be said out loud.
Yeah,
I think the fifth seal is what throws it into the universal realm.
Mm-hmm. Well, because the vibration of the vocal cords and the sound of their own voice, it's its own biofeedback process. I think just saying it in your mind, you need to mm-hmm. actually have the physical body vibrating, the hum of it.
Yes.
You know, and then I think that is directly connected to cellular communication because when we om, you know, we are bringing the cells of the body in alignment with the highest pure potential, you know, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it, God, Om.
Yeah. And it's almost like setting an intention for yourself
mm-hmm.
for the session.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's so important to set an intention for your own healing. Because so many people, me included, you know, I go see a Shaolin monk, and I'm so overwhelmed with being able to see a Shaolin monk that he looks me in the eye, and I've waited for so long to see him, and he looks me in the eye, and he says, why are you here? And I go, I'm just blank, like, I don't even know. I said, integration? Integration? He goes, what else? I'm like, damn, I don't know. And so I wasn't prepared, and I realized that was the first time I saw him. So the second time I saw him, you know, was much better because I set an intention before I went, and I had my damn things ready to say, and it was an affirmation to me to say them out loud to him, because he would work on nothing unless you say it out loud. That's his rule. And I've started asking myself why wouldn't he just, you know, if he sees something, just work on it, you know, unless you ask.
Right.
Because well, it's not his responsibility to heal you.
Right, because I don't think that this may still apply, that I'm not really sure that something can express or manifest a complete resolution without the body or the owner of the body being having visibility of it.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I feel that the intention, too, is not something to be remiss about. And if you have questions about it, just a person can just simply decide to do a few things with intention and then the next day don't do their day with intentions and see how does the day go. Like the little things, just start there.
Yeah. Yeah, start with the little things and your intention today is to, you know, be harmonious through your day and, you know, not to get riled up by anything. So you'll notice that, you know, you're waiting on your water to boil, well, then all of a sudden harmony comes into mind. So then, you know, that's a peaceful moment. You're waiting in line for something, and then all of a sudden you remember your intention of harmony. Well, it doesn't let you get all upset for the time today. You know,
yeah.
It's really powerful, really, really powerful.
Yeah, it's like I intend this smoothie to be bringing vitality and oxygen to every cell of my body. I intend this yoga class to bring me in harmony and balance and bless this planet with peace. I intend, you know, it's, somebody would say, oh, that's just so cumbersome. And
Yeah, well, watch what happens when you don't do it. That's what
Then
I
guess
say.
what? You're going to be a sponge for everybody else's intention. I really do believe that still
That's
we're
so
in that
true.
mode where you're either
We are.
programming or you're being programmed.
Yeah, because we're riding in these volatile, streams,
Yeah.
these holographic fields of really weird stuff, and that's why I'm just going to stay as close to the earth as I can. Sorry, Debbie, I'm not going on any trips with you anytime soon into the ethers. But we can travel. When I feel like I can travel is now that I am more aligned with the electric body and that I've built the core of the light so that, I, even though I have no fears, I still was being, the bodies were being, riddled with, whatever energies were being sent. And so it just becomes more of a choice, I think, right now to stick closer to home at this time when it needs our energy plugged into it, We can do that for Earth, can't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we can. We all should be doing that for Earth, and it's just about being mindful in our choices, and that's your mindful choice for you, and me being mindful in my choices, and anybody who listens to this one, they being mindful in their choices, and happy people are helpful people, healthy people. So, the more that a person can pursue what brings a great resonant joy, the better, right now, especially, more than ever right now.
It's so important. It's so important. We're at a really crucial time. And this is our first phone call, and it's just a phone call. This is what we do every, few days. We just call and talk like this, and so we thought it would kind of be fun to, go ahead and just record our call. We don't need to make a radio show per se. It would just be kind of fun to listen in on our crazy conversations.
And I think because of our schedules and you've gotten very busy, and we are still working even on our own integrations. I know that our radio show is coming and you're going to be on a radio show very soon, but we're going to upload these.
December.
Yeah. What's the date on that?
December 31st.
Yeah, I want to be sure to listen in.
And it's a fireside chat with Lance White. So
you'll put that on your Facebook?
Yeah, I'll put that on my Facebook.
Yeah, so the idea came to us to just record these and as podcasts instead of being on a more elaborate jumping on Blog Talk and setting up a show. And we just get started by doing some of these podcasts, just our conversations we have frequently, as you said, frequently.
Yeah, frequently, yeah. Because we got to check in with each other.
Unedited,
just throw it out there and hope that we didn't say any F-bombs or anything crazy because we are humans still. I think we are.
And we are our vibrancy in process. So as we move in our own inner world of understanding and external communications with each other, we shift and change and add to our own knowing and wisdom. So that's why we share with each other frequently because we've done so much work together and we understand each other. But, that's why we thought this is the kind of content that we'd have on a Blog Talk show, so let's just put the podcast out there.
Yeah, it just makes it a lot easier right now, and then once we get into more of a live show, I think that would be kind of fun to get involved with the people in the chat room and that kind of thing. But right now this is serving a great purpose for me and for you, and just let us get it out there. I know when I was just kind of opening up to my awareness, I did go on Blog Talk, and I remember searching and searching for a voice or a word or a something that I resonated with. Well, that was you.
And
that was like in 2000, maybe 10 or 11 or something like that.
It was 2010. And you had
You had a radio show, and I immediately resonated with your language and and the vibration of the show. So, you know, I hope that that, you know, will be a purpose that we're serving for somebody else, that they can hear a difference in the way we think, because we do think much differently than most light workers. We do think differently on ascension and our own purpose in life. And so, you know, getting it out there to others is really a good thing. And we're all supposed to step up right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well,
all right.
Back to my malas.
Back to malas?
Yeah, back to my malas.
All right. Back to malas. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go schedule a few people. I've got mm-hmm. two or three emails to answer. And so I guess I'll talk to you in the next couple of days, and or probably in the next few hours. That's usually how it works.
Yeah, or five yeah. minutes.
Depending on what happens. Maybe a 777 will come flying by my face here again.
I know. Or 444.
Who knows? Or 71042.
Yeah, or 66889210.
Or 420. There we go.
Oh, gosh.
It's time. Okay.
All right.
All right, Debbie.
Okay, bye.
Till next week.
All right.
Talk to you later.